Hollywood is inching closer to a strike that could shut down the whole industry. Members of the Writers Guild of America voted yesterday to authorize a strike should they fail to reach an agreement with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers by May 1st. Writers say they're at a breaking point and are asking for better pay and working conditions. For more, let's bring in John Horn. He's host and entertainment reporter for LAist. Hey, John.
Hey there. Great to be with you.
So, John, there's time between now and May 1st for the two sides to reach a deal. What do the writers want in this new contract?
It starts with money and it ends with money. The Writers Guild members have said that they are making less than they used to. In fact, that their net income over the last 5 years has gone down 14%, even with accounting for inflation, or I guess compounded by inflation. There's also new practices in the business that are making it harder for writers to make a living. Streamers typically order maybe 9 or 10 episodes of a series, whereas network TV, it used to be almost double that. The revenue for reuse are much lower in streaming platforms than they are on network television. And then a lot of writers are being asked to do more work in what sounds like a VRBO rental from hell, but it's actually a term in the business, a mini room where writers are kind of thrown together and are asked to kind of sketch out an entire season of a series in about a third of the time that it typically would take were they in a larger room.
Okay. So what does the Alliance of Motion Picture and TV Producers say about these demands for more money?
They say that they are struggling, and part of that is true. I mean, they are dealing with a new world, a new marketplace. The Walt Disney Company has lost almost $10 billion on streaming so far. Warner Brothers Discovery is crippled by almost $50 billion in debt. That said, the Walt Disney Company is going to come out with earnings later this week, I think actually tomorrow, and Wall Street expects the Disney Company to make $23.36 billion in revenue. So they're not really hurting that much. The big problem for the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers is they have members like Amazon that don't really care about the theatrical business or TV. And then they have companies like Sony that care about the movie business but don't have a streaming platform. And then Disney has a little bit of everything, theatrical, TV, streaming. So their interests are not necessarily aligned. They don't really have a joint purpose in what they need in a new collective bargaining agreement.
Sounds very complicated. What happens if the Writers Guild do go on strike May 1st? Is there going to be delays in production of TV shows?
Potentially. It really depends on what happens with the other guilds. The studios and producers have been stockpiling scripts ahead of a potential work stoppage. But if the Directors Guild of America and the Screen Actors Guild doesn't cross Writers Guild picket lines, if there is a strike, that stops production immediately. Now, there are a lot of shows in the can. Netflix, for example, because they do so many foreign language editions of English language shows, they've got a lot of stuff ready to release. But you could feel it pretty soon in network TV. If there's a walkout, you might not see your favorite show in 3 or 4 months.
John Horn, host and entertainment reporter for LAist. Thank you, John.
Thank you.